The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Good morning, Bucknutters. Welcome to the Bucknuts Morning 5 here on Wednesday, October 13th, 2021. I am Dave Biddle, and we have a very special show for you today. In a moment, I will be joined by Monica Daniels, mother of Paris Johnson Jr., and G. Scott Sr., father of G. Scott Jr. It's going to be a wide-ranging conversation. We're going to start off with, you know, what the guys are going to be up to during the bye week, the fact that the Buckeyes seem to be peaking at the right time. I mean, it's a wide open race in college football this year, and the Buckeyes have a chance to achieve all their goals. There's no doubt about it. So there's a lot to get into with Monica and G. And with no further ado, here is that 20-minute conversation. We are very happy to be joined by Monica Daniels, mother of Paris Johnson Jr., and G. Scott Sr., father of G. Scott Jr. Mr. Scott, Monica won the toss. She's elected to defer. We're going to go to you first. So it is the Buckeyes bye week, but it's not an off week for the guys. They practiced yesterday. They're going to practice later today. They're going to practice Thursday. I know they're going to get a couple days off. They're going to have Friday and Saturday. You know, coaches over the years have told me this is the week that they worry about the most, the weekend when the guys have a bye week. Now, Paris and G are really good young men. I don't think the coaches are worried about them, but, you know, tell the listeners, G, what the guys are going to be up to this weekend. Are most of the guys going to try and go home for the weekend? What are the players doing this weekend?
I mean, staying out of trouble, resting their bodies, maybe going in there, getting some extra treatment, watching some extra film. Mm-hmm. And if you're like G. Scott Jr., you know what I mean? You're trying to get in there and chummy up a little bit with the coaches so you can get a little extra. Now, if you're Paris Johnson Jr., you ain't got to worry. You and Coach Stud is on the same page. You doing your thing. So it's no problem at all. But you know what? I think these young men, look, they've been playing well. They've been playing solid. I think the most important thing that they need to do is continue. Relax their bodies, and then prepare for next week when it's time to go to work.
Monica, what's Paris going to get a chance to do this weekend? Can he come home and hang out in Cincinnati, or what's he going to be doing this weekend?
Well, the same thing that G Jr. is going to do. So PJ will have an opportunity to allow his body to recover, watch some film, and then I will see Paris on Saturday. So he's going to join us for the Buffalo game. So I'm excited about that.
For those that don't know, your husband is a coach at Buffalo. What's his name? Yes. And what position does he coach?
Mike Daniels, he's the running back coach at the University at Buffalo. So we have to say at Buffalo, not the University of Buffalo. So we got to get it right. Yes.
It's unique. It's unique. Yes. They have their own thing with the University at Buffalo. The Bulls, everybody. Yes. Buffalo.
Yes.
Bulls. Mike Daniels. So root for Buffalo. I do now, just knowing your husband.
That's right.
I root for them now. I was rooting for them against Kent State last week. I thought they were going to pull it out, and Kent State came back
on
them.
I did too.
Monica, or let me go to G. I forgot that Monica won the toss and elected to defer. G, so the season didn't start out like any of us wanted it to, not just the loss to Oregon. They just didn't look like Ohio State. They didn't look like the team that we thought they'd be. Man, now they sure do. The team seems to be rounding into form and it's a crazy year in college football. There's not this, you know, I know Georgia's number one, but Alabama's no juggernaut. Mm-hmm. You know, anybody can win it this year. Not anybody, but there's a collection of about 10 teams that can win it this year, and Ohio State's right there. G, what are you seeing from this Buckeye team? It feels like they're rounding into form and peaking at the right time.
I see a team that is starting to believe in themselves. I see a young team that has been continuing to get more reps. I see a team that stumbled in game two, like teams do. Ask Alabama. They stumbled just this past weekend. They stumbled against a good Oregon team that came in, punched the Buckeyes in the mouth. The Buckeyes gave up 35 points. Since that game, how many points have they given up? They're only averaging, like, I think, giving up 14 points a game since that game against Oregon, right? So they got things together, right? And so I think that's what it's about. And one more thing I think started to happen. I think that everybody, I think the Buckeyes, I think the fan base for the Buckeyes, I think everybody started to be like, you know what? Let's not look past these games. Let's take one game at a time. The next game was Tulsa after Oregon, right? The next game after that was Akron, right? The next game after that was Rutgers. So right now it's one game at a time. The focus is on one game. That's all you can play at that time. And so I just think that they're kind of finding and have found their groove, rather.
Monica, I love what I'm seeing out of this team. Obviously, your son is a starter for this offense, which is ranked as the number one offense in college football.
Yes.
Not just in the Power Five, period. Usually there's like a group of five team that all they do is pass the ball. They don't play any defense or any, you know, teams that play defense. Ohio State is the number one total offense in the country by a wide margin. It just feels like the entire team is peaking at the right time. The defense is starting to step up. And I feel like the defense can – if the defense is just good, Monica – that's going to be more than good enough because this offense is elite. If this defense can just be good, I feel like the Buckeyes are going to achieve their goals. Just what are you seeing out of this team right now?
I agree with G, and G is just echoing the things that Coach Day said from the very beginning. So if you all recall, at the very beginning of the season, Coach Day mentioned he wanted to focus on one game at a time. And so it's very important that we don't lose sight of that. I know that is what he's ministering and preaching to the boys every day. Let's just focus on the game at hand. Let's not get too ahead of ourselves. And so we've bought into that. And even when I'm communicating with Paris, he's always focused on the next game. He's never thinking ahead. He's thinking about what he can work on, what he can improve upon. And like you mentioned, it's a very elite offense. But Paris is one of the first ones, and I'm sure other young men as well as G Jr. are always thinking about what can I improve upon? Yes, I may have gotten this right, but where are my weaknesses? What can I do to make sure that I'm a better offensive player, a better teammate? So those are the things that the boys are focused on right now.
I want to get into how public everything is at Ohio State. Kerry Combs mentioned this yesterday. I found this very interesting, and credit to him for coming out. He had a very interesting 20-minute conversation with the media yesterday, and I'm going to want to get both your thoughts on this. One of the many things stood out, many things. I encourage everybody to get on Bucknuts or whatever site you want to and watch the videos of Kerry Combs yesterday. He's really owned this situation and is handling it as well as you possibly could. But he mentioned something that is tough. He said how public everything is at Ohio State is tough on his family. He never said woe is me about himself. He said stuff on his family, you know, his kids read it, and now, there can be a lot of good for everything being public at Ohio State. You're like, I don't hear anything negative about Paris Johnson Jr. You know, I don't hear anything today about G. Scott Jr. You know, if Paris misses a block, somebody might say, okay, he missed a block. He's still outstanding. But he misses a few blocks in a big game. People might all of a sudden start, you know, there could be some things that happen. So it can be good and bad. G, we'll start with you again. You know, speak about just how public everything is at Ohio State and the pros and cons of that.
It ain't just Ohio State. It's college football. It's the world today. It's social media, baby, right? And I'll just say this. You're right. Look, Paris Johnson does his thing on that offensive line, right? That offensive line is really well. And, yeah, maybe if Paris Johnson does miss a block, we might not even know about it unless the announcers tell it. Most of the time, we don't even know what the offensive line is doing. We don't even know what we see to the average football eye. But when you start talking about the position of quarterback, how about some of the things that they get said about them and the quarterbacks, right? And so then you start talking about not just the coaches, but these young men and women across the country that are playing college football, playing sport. Let me just be simple. There's a key word that I keep using. Playing. And these kids and these coaches, they're getting threats to their families and things said about their loved ones. This isn't just an Ohio State thing. This is a problem throughout the country. So I'll say this. I think that Kerry Combs is an ultimate professional. right? The way he handles himself. I saw him before one of the games a few weeks ago, and he still had a smile, and he still had that positive, upbeat attitude. I don't know about y'all, but I don't know how positive and upbeat I'd be if you threatened my family. I'm not saying Kerry Combs had his family threatened. I'm just saying, but we have seen the negativity that has been said about Kerry Combs. I think that goes to show you the type of person that Kerry Combs is, and it also lets you know the leadership in which the Ohio State Buckeyes have. And I just think you just do the best that you can. But I really want to point out, it is not just a Buckeye problem. This is a countrywide problem in which negativity is thrust on coaches and these young men and women that play sports.
Monica, where do you come down on this? Are you obviously there's some good and some bad. Just you know, break it down from your standpoint, being a parent of an Ohio State player, especially a prominent Ohio State player.
No, I agree with G. Now, personally, Paris has not had an issue that I'm aware of where he's been attacked via social media. Now, we did get a little backlash when Paris was when Coach Meyer announced his retirement. And Paris wanted to revisit some schools. So we did receive some backlash during that time, but Paris was able to let that roll off his back. But to the degree that Coach Combs and some other, as G mentioned, some other athletes, I'm going to leave nameless right now, that has dealt with the abuse and the bullying and the threatening on social media, Paris has not experienced that. But it is something that we need to deal with. It's a worldwide issue. What we're dealing with, just the how angry people are, how toxic people are. And like G said, the theme word is play. It's a game. It's a form of entertainment. And someone is going to win and someone is going to lose. And so it's how we handle ourselves during that time. So the different things that we have done as a family is that Paris and I have talked about ways to handle it if that time was to come, how he's going to handle that, and how he's going to move forward. So we're trying to prepare ourselves mentally for that if that time arrives.
I do want to say one more thing to this is when I do see the things that are said towards Kerry Combs and or seeing said towards some of these players, even though it's not my son, G. Scott Jr., and just because it's not Paris Johnson, that doesn't mean I don't take it personal. It hurts me still. Because when I see that could very easily be my son. So just because it's not my son at that time doesn't mean it doesn't affect me, because it does. As a matter of fact, I probably speak for other parents and families within college football and the Buckeye family that will say, yeah, when I see other kids and other families and coaches getting it like that, I kind of take that personal, right? Because that could be our child.
And you know what, G, if I can just add to that too, you know, again, it does affect us, because if one of our boys' teammates is hurting, it affects the parents and then that affects us. And so G and I personally know some of our athletes on the Buckeye team that have dealt with this issue. And we've had to come together as a parent group and come together as a team to support each other during that time. So, you know, G's right. It does affect. If it affects one of them, it affects us all.
Speaking
and
of
it
the
should
parents,
also affect Buckeye Nation. It should. They should take that serious too. It would be nice if they will rally around and call people out who's truly not being a true Buckeye, because being a true Buckeye is beyond just winning. So it's supposed to be about family, supposed to be about brotherhood. So if Buckeye has hit a little bump in a row, that's not an opportunity for you to come and kick them while they're down. That's an opportunity to rally around them, to encourage them. That's what we should be doing.
That's exactly right. Amen to that. Speaking of the parents, from the outside looking in, seems like you guys are a tight-knit group, the Ohio State parents, not just the ones in the Parents Association. I mean, that's a tight-knit group, but just the parents overall. Monica, speak on that a little bit. Now that you're in your second year, you are in your second year as well. I mean, how tight-knit is this group of Ohio State parents?
We are extremely close. We communicate as a group. I would say, G, what do you think? On average, maybe 3 or 4 times a month during a season, we're constantly communicating. We do things as a group. So we try to tailgate together. We also have something called Prayer Gate, where we come together at least 1 hour before kickoff, where we come together as a group, not only just praying for our sons and our coaches, but praying for the opposing team and their coaching staff. And that is a wonderful experience wherever we are. And so coming together as a group is extremely important, because we want to lift each other up, encourage each other, be there for each other. So it's extremely important. And I believe that during that time we had last year, when we were advocating for a season, I believe that brought us together even closer.
Great call, Monica. And, you know, something happened, and you're right. Last season, fighting for that season, there was a lot, right? Not only did we get to know each other as parents, we got to know some of the people in the media, right? That was a time that we were all on the same page trying to fight something. But here's something that is the coolest thing that I've never shared until now. I just have never talked about it. And I should talk about it more, and I should not take it for granted. As you guys know, I'm in Seattle. So sometimes I got to work Seahawk games, and I can't get out there for some of the games. Well, when G Jr. gets to the game and gets a catch, right, my phone lights up with parents and all types of people just say, you know, so that lets you know, that gives you I'm trying to give Buckeye Nation a window into understanding how parents are about other people's children, right? Or before the game, I'll get pictures of G Jr. out there warming up. Like, that's support right there. So I absolutely love it.
It is. And is, I have something funny to share. When G got his first catch, I'm calling G Senior on the phone. Like, G just got his first catch. Did you see that? He's like, yeah, Monica, I'm watching it. But I was so excited.
I was excited too. Monica, were you like, well, why are you not here? Now he just explained why he wasn't here. This is why I'm telling you should be here.
And that's one thing we do as parents with Ohio State. We communicate with each other. So we share with each other if a parent is not going to be at a game, or if we're running late, so we can be able to support our son. So if I'm not able to attend a game, G's going to know. Other parents on the team's going to know. Even Ohio State's going to know. So that way they can surround our sons and we can support one another. So we are constantly communicating.
I love this. I love it. I love the Buckeyes. I love the love amongst the parents. It's just, yeah, it makes me feel great. All right, last thing. Let's talk name, image, and likeness. When I had you guys on the show together, I believe it was 6 weeks ago to the date, we talked a little bit about it. It was such in its infant stages, though. It still kind of is. G, what do you think of name, image, and likeness? What have maybe been some like recent developments? Do you think it's good for the game? Do you think it's good for your son? Just anything you want to say about name, image, and likeness.
You know what? It's going way better than I thought it was. And what I mean by that is, I don't know. I thought maybe we'd be hearing some stories, right, of like, I don't know, excess spending or somebody quit the team and thought, ooh, I've made enough money, I'm done. Whatever it is, whatever negative, whatever could possibly go wrong, hasn't gone wrong. Knock on wood. I think it's been well done. And here's the truth. I oftentimes forget about name, image, likeness when I'm around the Buckeye team, when I'm around everybody. Like, you don't know. Ain't nobody riding around in a Ferrari, Lamborghini, Rolls Royce, Bentley. Ain't nobody doing that. Like, it's business as usual. These kids are ready to play football. I got to tell you, the name, image, likeness, I think is going great.
Monica, why is a Paris not driving around in a Rolls Royce or a Bentley? He should be, right?
He probably can't fit up. In it. He probably can't fit in it. So.
Your thoughts, especially, I mean, Paris being a guy, a five-star recruit, number one offensive lineman in the nation, a guy that looks like he's going to have an NFL future ahead of him, could be his last year, next year, who knows, who knows. What are your thoughts on name, image, and likeness?
Well, it's been great. It's been, for us, it's been an opportunity for Paris to be able to do more with the foundation. So for us, it's just been a lot easier. Last year when we received the waiver from the NCAA, we had to get permission for everything. We had to get permission if Paris was to show up. We had to get permission if Paris wanted to promote the foundation. But with the name, image, and likeness, it's made things a lot easier for the foundation for us to get out there and serve the community and parents to be active on social media and doing interviews, talking about the foundation. So it's been a blessing in regards to the foundation. Now Paris has opportunities that with name, image, and likeness. So a couple of things have came his way. But again, like G said, it's not like Paris is gonna drop out of school because now he's made it. it's nothing like that. If anything, it gives Paris an opportunity to serve his community and to be able to meet great people in the community.
And let's pub the Paris Johnson Jr. Foundation for a moment. I love what he is doing. Your son's doing great things. It's benefiting underprivileged athletes, which is fantastic. And also military veterans who are homeless or just are having a tough time. I like how he's meshed both of those things. What great things he's doing. How can people help, Monica? And maybe what's an event that's coming up in the near future?
Well, one of the events that we are actually, we're going to be collaborating with a local school district in Columbus, where we're going to be gathering toys for disabled veterans, children, as well as unprivileged student athletes. So that's one of the things we're collaborating with right now. And so if anyone is interested in learning more about the foundation, they can just go to the Paris Johnson Jr. Foundation and you'll learn more about past events, current events, and what we're doing right now.
There you go. ParisJohnsonJrFoundation.com. ParisJohnsonJrFoundation.com. And there's ways to give monetary donations. There's ways to volunteer. Mm-hmm. So get on to ParisJohnsonJrFoundation.com. He's doing wonderful things. Speaking of doing wonderful things, you guys have done wonderful things raising your sons. She is Monica Daniels, mother of Paris Johnson Jr. He is G. Scott Sr., father of G. Scott Jr. Thank you very much to both of you for joining me. I appreciate it so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, GB.
And thank you to all listeners out there for tuning in the show. We appreciate that very much. Hope everyone has a great day. Let's hear that Buckeye swag, best damn band in the land.
Hello everyone, it's Michael Richards here. You might have seen me on CBS working on their Champions League coverage over the last couple of years. I wanted to tell you about an exciting new podcast that I've been working on. It's called The Rest Is Football. It's me, alongside Gary Lineker and Alan Shearer, two absolute legends of the game. The show combines topical debate from the world of soccer along with outrageous tales from our careers. And I mean, outrageous. Just search The Rest Is Football wherever you get your podcasts. All the best from Big Meats.